Welcome to Black as My Hot Coffee, the best goth punk emo themed overpriced cafe you'll find. My name's Mara and I'm thrilled to take your order today. Would you like to hear our specials for the day? Of course you do. Today we have our seasonal drinks, the My Chemical Iced Mocha, the All Americana Rejects, and our new... Are you going to make me say it? You can just read it, it's on the menu board. Ugh, fine. Our new South of the Border drink, Bring Me the Horchata Latte. Made with rice milk so good it would make even me smile. Yeah, you laugh it up, chucklehead. I'm putting a 25% gratuity on your order now, so do you still find it funny? Whatever. Are you going to order or just breathe up all the air in the room, huh? A cold brew. How original. That's with almond milk then, I'm assuming? Aren't we daring today? Well, that puts your total at $4.25. Can I get a name for your order, or should I just put asshole and just call it a day? That's funny. I knew a kid that had that same name when I was growing up just a couple of hours away from here. Are you from around the same area? You know, he kind of looked like... Wait, what's your mom's name? Ugh, just tell me, idiot. I'm not just going to steal your social security number or something. No way! You really are him! Do you not remember? Of course you don't. Rocks for brains. I know it's been a while, but we said... Whatever. Come back here after we close today. I don't really care if you have plans or anything. Just clear them and be here, or else... You got it? Yeah? Okay. Now fuck off, because I have like 4 regulars waiting behind you and I need to be able to pretend to like them so that I can actually get some tips in for today. Glad to see you didn't chicken out. Oh, maybe you're more scared of what I'd do if you didn't come back. Same thing, I guess. Well, don't just stand there. Help me wipe these tables down so we can leave. I told my co-workers that a customer actually volunteered to clean up today so they could all go home early, so... Better pick up the pace. So, tell me. Do you just do whatever a pretty goth girl tells you to do? Or... Are you just too dumb to know a sketchy situation when you see it? I mean, if a stranger in black lipstick and fishnets told me to meet them alone somewhere, I'd ask at least a question or two. But here you are, alone with maybe a murderer in a cafe too cheap to use cameras. You thought I felt trustworthy. You have okay instincts, at least. Or, just way too horny for your own good. Oh, no? Oh, you weren't thinking about the big titty fat ass pixie cut goth bay barista like that at all, huh? Guess you have shit taste then. Well, I don't plan on giving you the Dexter treatment today, but at least try to use a little survival skills in the future. Okay, good. Anyway, I think this shithole looks good enough for the morning shift to not twist their thongs up all in a bunch. You care to walk a girl like me home? Oh, did you think I wanted to sit in a dark coffee shop all night with you? Good call. Yeah, just this way. So, how long have you been living here? It's the first time I've seen you, and most of all the guys in town have been to the shop to ogle my tits once or twice. Huh. Not much of a coffee guy. Weirdo. No, it's nothing. You not liking the most popular drink on the face of the planet for the last, 600 years makes you completely normal and average, sure. Well, I guess you're probably wondering why I asked you to come see me. No, it wasn't your rugged good looks, God. Gross. It had absolutely nothing to do with your charisma, and you're even more annoying than I could remember. Anyway, well, growing up, do you remember running around with a plucky cute girl named Mary? Sort of a tomboy, a little too lanky, and some kind of a mix between tanned and sunburned at all times. Your best friend, really? Yeah, of course. Whatever you say. Well, do you remember when she moved away and she promised no matter what she would find you again, and you said we... You said that you and her would be together forever someday. Well, hey, I guess. Nice to see you again. Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's really, really me. Good old Mary, eh? Kept up her end of the bargain. I know. Yeah, it took a little longer than we thought, but I think I was just too dumb to get your parents' number before my family left, and by the time I thought to send a letter, you'd already moved. I tried MySpace, Facebook, hell, I even put an ad online in every big city in the state my senior year trying to find you, but I just couldn't do it. And then you just so happened to come walking into my work one day like you walked out of a storybook. A dumb-ass storybook. So, do you like the way that I look now? I know it was way more slim and athletic when we were growing up, but puberty hit me like a fucking dump truck. It got kind of bad for a little bit, to be honest. Started feeling like everyone was just staring at me for my curves. So, I tried dressing up a lot. Wearing these elaborate black dresses, like wedding gowns with huge pump heels. Yeah, no, it was crazy. Honestly, at first it was just to distract everyone from staring at my tits all day, but I don't know, I really started to like it. And then I just started hanging out with the punk and emo scene. I really feel like I'm a part of that community now, to be honest. If you still... Look, I know it's been a long time and you've probably met 100 girls by now. And And I grew up and didn't stay the small town tomboy that you knew. You probably didn't think you were signing on to be with the front page of Gothic Beauty when you said what you said, so... you know what? Maybe it's just the best if I just... Oh my god, you could have just said that you still liked me, Jack. You made me say all that dumb shit just to kiss me anyway? God. Oh god. You're a real piece of work, you know that? Perfect timing, too. This is my place. You can come in if you want. It's not like I want you to. I just thought you could catch me up on what you've been up to since I last saw you. Welcome, or whatever. Just make yourself at home, okay? No, yeah, it's just me. I've had a few roommates, but nothing ever seems to fit, so... Yeah, just me. I always feel like I have to act differently when I have roommates, or I have to act overly nice or sweet or something like that when I really don't feel like it. I don't think I really feel like myself unless I'm alone. Or, when I was with you. Honestly, no. It's not a big deal. At least I got to decorate the place however I like. Yeah. Yes, I do like the color black, douchebag. Thank you for asking. Oh, shut up, dude. The Cure is literally the greatest band to ever do it. Why shouldn't I have a poster or two? Maybe I'll even make a shrine for them too, just to spite you. Anyways. I guess you can see what I've been up to. Probably quite a big change from the last that you remember. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still the same girl that could put you in a headlock whenever I felt like it. Mess around and, you might find out again. I just, feel good when I'm dressed up in a black corset. And I look hot as fuck in black makeup. Yeah. So, what about you? I mean... You've definitely grown a lot. You really filled out from the little string bean kit that I used to push in the creek. Sorry. So, tell me. A full ride? Shut up! I always knew you were smart. You were the only guy who ever made algebra make sense to me. Jesus. You probably should have been studying more and goofing around less with me. You'd probably be at an Ivy League school instead of out here if you had. Oh, well, I'm glad you're here too, I guess. Jeez, you suck so bad. Why didn't you just come and get a stupid cup of coffee if you've been here this long? Even if you'd brought a date in, I could have just scared her off. Ugh. In the same dumbass town, and I never ran into you once. You should get out more, dude. I'm serious. Maybe we can go check out the park sometime? If you want to. I don't really care. Just, you know, it'd be nice to walk together, maybe. Yeah. Well, I think we need to do some catching up. Yeah, I know we've been catching up already, dumbass. I mean a different kind of catching up. Or did you just kiss me, Elliot, to shut me up? That's what I thought. I really did miss you, Doc. I was scared we might never see each other again. Yeah, I'm serious. But I think I knew. Or I hoped so much it felt like I knew. One day you'd find me again. And you keep your promise. Yeah, you did. That tickles. Hey, do you want to see something fun? Yeah. I got my nipples pierced a couple of years ago. I think they work really well with my homostatic. Don't you think so? Yeah, I like these barbells for every day, but I've actually got a pair of skull hats. They're so cute. I bet you'd love them. They definitely have non-decorative uses too. Yeah, you can go ahead. Play with them a little. Don't be shy. You won't be too rough, trust me. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. Play with your best friend's big goth titties. You can even suck on them too. Tastes like pennies, you know? Yeah, you like them? Suck on them. Fuck your tongue. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Fuck. Okay, it's my turn. Let me see how much you've grown up. Yeah, take them up. There you go, let me help you. Up, up, up. Let me pull them down. There you go. Oh, wow. God. Oh, it's so hot. Holy shit, dude. Are you okay? It looks like it might pop the way it's throbbing. Do you really like my big tits that much? Or maybe you've just never gotten to fuck a pair of pierced titties before. Yeah? Well, I guess we'll have to fix that then. Let me just wrap around your cock like this. I'll loop your cock up with my spit. There you go. Nice and slick now. Soft ass. There you go. Loop that pretty cock up. Look at it. Fuck. Oh, your cock feels so hot between my tits. Oh, you don't have to pump into my chest. I can jack you off myself. Let me take care of you. See? I can just press my tits together like this. And fuck your cock like this. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. There you go. You're faster. Yeah, you like that? Does it feel good? Yeah. I can even wrap all the way down to the base like this. Oh, and suck the head of your cock. Do you want to feel your cock head in my hot warm mouth while I fuck your shaft with my tits? You won't mind a few black rings on your dick, will you? Just a little bit of lipstick. No, I didn't think so. Oh, fuck, you taste so good. Better than I ever imagined. Oh, I love the way the head looks when it comes in between my titties like that. Oh, you're so rock hot, sweetheart. Is it sensitive? Yeah. You can take it, can't you? You don't want me to stop, do you? No, I don't think so. Not with the way that you're moaning. The way your pre-cum is leaking like crazy. Oh, fuck. Your pre-cum tastes so salty. I think I kind of love it. You want to give me your cum so bad that you're already leaking into my mouth. I haven't even got the whole thing in. Just the head. And you're already that desperate. Oh. I want more of it. I want more of you. Yeah, I want to suck your whole cock, not just the tip. I want to feel your head scraping at the back of my throat. I just want you so badly, fuck. Yeah, lean back, there you go. I want to make up for all the years I didn't get to have you. I want all the dates that we should have gone on. I wanna. All the kisses that other girls got that I should have had. I want you to know how much I wanted you. I'm sorry, I sound so greedy, but I just want our life together already. I want it right now. I want to have forever with you. The forever of me just sucking on your gorgeous cock. Forever of cuddling with you on the couch. Forever of you fucking my brain cell. Well, forever of getting coffee with you. Forever of loving you. I love you. I loved you for long. I have loved you for so long. And I love you right now. I love you, baby. I won't ever leave you again, I promise. I love you. 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 Now get me a gun, please. I want you to shoot your fat load down my slutty goth throat. I want you to snap my choker and ruin my mascara. I want you to fuck my dumb slut mouth and tell me that you love me. Please, baby, please. Please. Just like that, baby. Give me everything. Oh, I want to feel you. I want to feel how much you missed me. I want you come so bad, baby. I want to feel you inside of me. Fuck. Don't stop. I'm yours, baby. Take me. You can take me like you want to. Forever. I'm gonna be here forever. So fuck your little goth girl slut as much as you want to, please. Come for me, baby, come for me. Come to my throat. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll take it all. Just come for me. Come for me. Come for me, please. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Oh my god. I felt like I was drowning in you. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, and I got every drop. Oh, fuck. Let's go over to the couch, please. I want to. If you want to, I thought we could cuddle a little bit. It's not a big deal if you have to be somewhere. I can see you later. I think I like the way that you shut me up. Let me lay my head down on your chest. I just sucked your cock dry. I think I deserve it. Thanks. All that stuff that I said, well, it was kind of embarrassing, and I probably won't sound like that all the time. I think I was just a bit cock drunk or something for a second there, but I did mean it, you know? No, I do mean it. I do love you. I love you so much. And I never want to lose you again. Do you feel the same way? Do. God, I'm so glad. I was really scared I'd never find you again, but I don't know what I would do if you didn't feel the same way you did, you know, back then. I mean, it's probably silly to expect someone to hold on to the same feeling they had when they were younger, but I don't know. I never had those feelings go away. Distance and the heart growing fatter or something, right? You know what? Now I can finally do all the stuff that I wanted to do with you. I can take you to all the concerts that I like. We can watch my favorite horror movies together. I can make you dumbass goth girl feel that you want. We can finally be together. And I'm so glad forever can start already.